We're going to answer questions now, and I will try to stay to try to get as many of you in as I can. I always feel so bad because I would like to get to all of you. I do want to say one thing, though. I was talking to these gentlemen that were with me, and I said, listen to me. What about a spanking? Oh, up here. Okay, up here. Yes, sir.
Last year, I was diagnosed with cancer, and the doctors treated it, and I just want to know if they got it or...
Okay, next. No, your personal life is lousy. Oh, upstairs.
This is my first time, so I'm nervous.
Oh, that's all right, Annie. I'm the one that should be nervous. You just have to...
I've had a problem with my gastric problem for years, and nobody's been able to find out what's wrong with me.
So what I want you to do is I want you to go, when you go home tonight, light a candle and say, no one can penetrate the hull of this ship. And now you count the times we spend in the bathroom. One third of your life, see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, I'd just like to know if my wonderful husband is okay and if he's around me.
Marvelous. He's doing wonderfully well.
Yeah, I feel him all the time, so I'm not sure.
But he also does something with clocks.
Well, that's possible.
Thank God.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Shannon. My brother got in trouble a couple years ago, and I was wondering when he's going to come home and if we're going to be able to help him when he gets home.
Why don't we just pay attention to what the man's done? Do we really care who he screwed? I don't care. I don't care. Oh, God. The older you get, the worse you get. You know that. That's no help for you. Yes, yes, dear.
Hi, Sylvia. I'd like to know what you see.
Lots of things. But you also have a problem with your... No, it's your left ovary. There's one, and there's one. But that's okay, your right one's working. We probably have about... And I've always said this to women, with our menopause, our pre...
So for me, I need to talk like this because I'm not as, I don't have a, wait, oh, I'm number two. Hold on. Yeah, I'm number two. You're number one. I have a special in, oh, by the way, this is Madge. And, right. I have a guest in the studio, and I don't think I've had an in-studio guest for at least a decade. I don't think so. I really don't, no. Anyway, I have a guest who's a personal friend of mine from the RL, Real Lips, L-Y-P-S, Real Lips. And her name, speaking of lips, is Gladys Lipschitz, Gladwise. I don't know why Gladwise has a Y in it and why they normally go by Gladys when it should be Gladwise. So how are you, Gladwise?
I'm doing fabulous, Madge.
Thanks. That's good to hear. I guess you should try to talk a little
louder.
Now, the nice thing is, so this is my first day with
this is my first time ever doing something like this.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. This is my first day with this new device. I just got it in the Amazon.com this morning. Mm-hmm. And it has what's called 32-bit...
Same-day delivery?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 32-bit float.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bloat, like a floating point... But so what happens, what it means basically is there's no gain control on here. So because it's there, you can't clip. So normally, you know, you have to control the gain because if you go too high, this doesn't do that because it's 32-bit. It just somehow captures the entire range of the audio. And there's two, digital audio converters in there, one for the low frequencies and one for the high. So supposedly we won't clip, But I also don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So anyway, Gladys.
I'm just entertained by the technology, yes.
But the nice thing is, I knew it'd be good for you because you're a very loud laugher. So I thought, this way I won't have to worry about your volume. See?
There it is.
See that audience? Let me check with my person, Daniel, to see if the levels are okay. He's not saying anything, so I guess it is. Daniel, are the levels okay? You're not answering me. Hello? He's in the chat room. There's not really a chat room, but there kind of is.
Is it like AOL chat rooms?
It's my girls. It's Telegram. It's just a little private chat. We're not open anymore.
Huh? Trump is on.
Trump?
Yeah.
No. That's Truth Social.
Truth Social.
And he just sold it for a lot. Oh, he said it sounds good. Okay. Thank you, honey. Squish sound.
Yeah, thanks, hon.
So I've known Gladwise. You thought I was going to forget?
No, I thought you were going to.
I've known Gladwise for a coon's age. I mean,
a long time.
How long have we known each other?
I like shortly after 9/11, I think, or Nine like 11? Right around. Yeah, 9/11. Yes, it's been a long time. It's, you know, people have been born and died. You know, and
can you move a little closer to the microphone? Yeah, sure. I won't bite. I do have a body odor because I went to the gym this morning at 7 o'clock.
And you 7:30. Didn't shower.
Oh, I didn't shower, no. Mm-hmm. But not only that, I usually shower at home, but even if not, I use this deodorant that my wife makes. She makes her own deodorant, and it's fabulous. But I didn't put it on, so I stink.
Well, I can't smell. COVID took my sense of smell.
You have long COVID stench?
I still have long COVID, yes. I don't know what it is, but
there's a funny episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm about that. Did you watch that show?
Yeah. Are you watching
the new one?
Yes.
With the car?
Yeah.
The Mercedes? And Larry had to...
Is that just this last week?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen this.
Yeah, Richard Belzer, or Richard Lewis, who died.
Who died.
He went to get his... He wanted to test drive a car. He needed to find out if it had an odor, so Larry test drive. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Well, my favorite part is the penis. What's his name? The caftan. The one with the penises are on all the billboards.
Oh yeah, with the calf. I love her and the hammer toe with Tracy Ullman's hammer toe, which they basically stole me. They stole my personality for Tracy Ullman, but I don't mind it. She deserves it. So, right. Let me adjust. I'm not going to adjust the level. The nice thing about this is the levels don't fucking matter except for live, because I can adjust them in post. You can't max it out. It's amazing.
Oh really?
I guess.
Thank God I don't have to deal with any of that. I'm just following you.
Okay. Me. I'm testing levels again.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to speak. Try to speak like
I'll speak this much far. Louder. Is this better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'll move it over.
No, I can speak louder. You still can't hear me when I talk that loud?
It's the proximity to
Can you hear this? Is that too loud? Okay.
That actually did overmodulate, so now I think I have to return it because it's bullshit. I thought it's supposed to not overmodulate.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I wish I could hear what was happening. I can't hear it, man.
No, because I don't have a headphone splitter. I thought I had one in the basement, and I went down to look for it, and it was like an input splitter.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
fine. You need the output splitter.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Gladwise knows a lot about current events.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we should talk about some current events.
Okay.
So what's been going on? We had a bridge collapse.
Oh, my. So I'm obsessed by that video. I was watching it all last night and then today at work. I'm on my phone watching that video. And I stumbled on again, a rabbit hole on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, because I was Googling the video in YouTube, these crazy people that are, you know, it's political already.
Right.
Like, on YouTube, within less than 24 hours, it's political. It's all Biden's fault. And this guy, like, they're analyzing what happened. And, like, I feel like I went to another world. Like, these
people. I haven't followed any of that analysis. Why? What happened?
I got so turned off by this one guy playing it, because obviously he's a conspiracy theorist, most likely Trump supporter, blaming Biden, and pointing out, like basically thinks it's terrorism, based on some little evidence that
terrorism.
He saw. Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's crazy how fast. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing. It's a snippet of it. But did you see the parts where the steel, like, it's like fire's coming up, it's ripping apart because the steel,
No, I actually didn't. I mean, I only caught like a few seconds of the video. Yeah. I didn't watch it in detail.
Okay.
Was it good?
I mean, it's like something out of a movie. Mm. You know, I mean, the steel is coming down so fast on the one side. There's sparks flying. I mean, it's fire. You know, the steel's being ripped apart. Those 6 or 8 poor men that were on the, you know, anyway.
Well, I hope they weren't good looking and have huge penises. Because that well, would be a waste. That'd be a shame.
It's really a shame. Shonda. Yeah, but it's crazy how, like, something like this immediately has nothing to do with anything, is politicized by everybody already. It just, makes me sick.
Well, I read some headline. Mm-hmm. Of course, I didn't click it because it sounded so stupid, but it was like, could dirty fuel be the cause of the accident? Because, you know, those barges use terrible flu. And I'm thinking, what did the flu drive? Did the fuel drive the boat? I mean, how could fuel?
But, I mean, I love it. There's already multiple. I will say, like, it is a little dirty questionable. Fuel. Well, it is questionable. Like, all of a sudden, all the lights, everything goes off, but it continues moving. Mm. And then if you watch some of the other, I don't know, the New York Times had something with analytics on it, but it basically, it sped up. After the power went off, it went faster in the direction right towards the bridge. I will just say, yeah. Like, well, if the power went off, how did it speed up?
Well, you know, there'll be an investigation, and we'll find out if it. I mean, it could be terrorists. Anything's possible.
Well, they've got the black boxes or whatever that they've got on it. They've got you know, so they're starting to analyze all the analytics data around what happened.
Black box. Speaking of black boxes, have you heard about Lizzo? She's done being fat.
I have not.
Let me see what this article says.
I almost want to Google that myself.
You can Google. She is a. I thought she's like. Canceled, but apparently, like, there's some sort of a snooze bar when you get canceled. Like, they try to, like, every couple months, they check. New York Times checks to see if you're still canceled. And if they're like, I'm not sure if she should still be canceled, then they press the snooze bar. And I think they just pressed stop on the alarm this time. And let me find this thing. Who sent it to me? Because somebody sent, it was in my girl chat. Let me see here. My girls.
Yeah, interesting. Like, Googler, like, she kind of...
She disappeared.
Disappeared.
And so did What's-Her-Face, the guy who does the queer shit.
The
queer eye for the straight guy.
Which one?
Jonathan Van Ness.
Van Ness, with the long hair.
She was so body positive and wonderful, and now he's an asshole. It seems like everybody who was pretending to be nice is really an asshole.
Yeah, he was the one that, like, he's a total asshole on the set. Like, everyone needed work, caused all this drama. I didn't even know who he was. I had to, like, Google him, look him up. He's the gender non-conforming.
Non-binary. Horrible looking. Okay, so this is the article. Lizzo embraces body neutrality. The singer Lizzo, who has a new swim line, has moved on from body positivity. Ew. On the surface, Lizzo's new... Oh, the New York Times. On the surface, Lizzo's new shapewear-influenced swimwear line seems all about control. These suits have power to hold, Lizzo, the Grammy Award blah blah blah, said in a video interview. Let me tell you something. I have broken into a sweat trying to get some of these on. Okay, wait. But she has tailored the concept of body positivity. Let's see. She's continued, there are some days I adore my body and others when I don't feel completely positive. So obviously this bitch is taking...
Well, that sounds human. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
I mean...
But she never admitted to that before. It's like, you love me, I'm fat, it's wonderful. She's just basically saying, I'm taking Ozempic and I'm going to lose weight, so deal with it.
Tell me
She's going Star Jones.
Or Oprah Winfrey, who had to leave the Weight Watchers... Bored because she actually lost all of her weight through Ozempic.
Right.
I mean, she looks good.
Why don't they just change Weight Watchers and give out shots?
That's a good question.
Why don't they just make it an injection?
Well, you know, it is pretty expensive. Like, that's why insurance doesn't want to cover it, because it's like $1,800 a month. Yeah. Retail.
Well, why can't Bernie Sanders go after that like he did with the insulin? Because he's not fat?
I know, I wish he would, because girl, I want to take some of that shit. And well, I am going to start taking that
shit. Are you going to take it?
Yeah. I'm picking up on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Wegovy? The
Ozempic?
Ozempic, yeah. But it's just a month's supply from my doctor. While my prescription I argue because it may not be covered. They're fighting it anyway. You know, the whole body positivity thing, especially from Lizzo, they should feel better. She should feel better about herself. I think that's wonderful. And that's sort of what that is, to appreciate her current self. But
yeah,
but it's not healthy. You know,
right. To be fat. I just think like she's,
I can't tell, like, I'm not healthy. And
it's it's almost like, it's fine if you want to be a fat cunt, but don't pry, you know, why?
Well, I want to be a cunt. I just don't want to be
fat. I don't
fat.
Mean you, I mean her. Oh, okay. But I mean, you don't, yeah. But, you know, don't try to, like, tell people that, you know, you're making it a desirable lifestyle almost, the way she sells it.
Well, yeah.
This idea that, and she's eating French fries at the...
with mayonnaise.
Right, at the backstage at that stupid thing at the museum they do every year with the
S. There's nothing wrong with eating French fries, but is she eating a couple or was she gorging on a bag?
She ate all of them. She left one.
Including the crumbs.
She left one for a little child who was from Gaza. Poor little Gazan child is staring at her.
And eating with her
one. She said, here, have one. You can have this fry, Gazan child.
Well, I mean, they are going hungry. So, you know, she's feeding some, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I also wanted to discuss the, we have a lot. I know people don't care, but the Chicago politics stuff. Mm-hmm. Is so interesting right now. Mm-hmm. And audience, we're from Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah, Chicago.
And, right, I say it with a New York accent. God, it's so weird having another person in here. I'm so used to talking to myself. I've been driving myself crazy. You know how awful it is talking to yourself every fucking
week? I do it all day.
Yeah, but out loud? What do you talk to yourself about?
Whether or not I should take Ozempic. Oh. Fat shaming myself.
I have my friend Griselda, and all day all we do is text each other. I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm depressed.
Over and over.
It's negative self.
Very, very body positive. Self-reaffirmations. Self-reaffirmment.
It's self-fulfillment.
The
opposite. What's the opposite of an affirmation?
Self-destructive.
Defamation.
Okay.
Defamation. And now that I feel validated with my negative defamations, now that, you know, these body positive, the positive people always turn into assholes. Like, we were talking about Joan Van Ness, or Joan, she is.
But again, though, like, you don't really know him, or her, or they.
Them.
You see what they present.
Right.
Social media is curated content. Even an individual, like Gladys, she puts curated content out there.
You?
Yes.
You're referring to yourself in the third person?
In the third person, yes.
Try to be careful with the table.
Shaking too much.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just it gets all that thump. Fat. It's the thump.
Is it the thump? It's the fat.
So try to just like not have your elbow there at all, if you don't mind.
Good God. Oh, so much to keep my hand on.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, this is a new setup for me.
Yeah.
Right. But so we were talking about Chicago politics. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you can always change the subject if you don't like it.
No, I'll roll with it. This is entertaining to me. It's the last, 6 years has just, and I'm sure COVID played a huge part in it. It's just been fascinating watching the politics play out here.
So, like, just to give, and I think you, Gladweiss, and I are similar in that we've both historically been pretty far left progressives.
Extremely progressive.
How would you describe yourself 10 years ago in terms of politics?
Hardcore Bernie Sanders supporter. I voted for him in 2016 because Hillary Clinton was too much of the centrist.
Yeah.
Well, that
you don't
too,
like the hot sauce, the Chardonnay, and the purse.
I like Hillary a lot, but at that time, I thought she was too much of a corporate star. My big complaint was all through the early 2000s, the Democratic Party was ignoring progressives and all this other shit was going on. Plus, they ignored the Iraq War. They left us over there forever.
Right.
And then it takes forever for us to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Medicare for All is like...
I was all... Yes. No, that was a totally big Medicare for All. I don't know, maybe because... the last 8 years have just been the most bizarre fucking 8 years politically.
Right.
There's huge realignments going on. Like, I don't think people fully grasp the realignments that are going on. Yeah. And, like, I thought Trump was going to destroy this country, and I'm glad he's gone, and he's And why am I care if who hears this? If he gets elected again, he is going to. But it's just other shit happened at the same time. Like, everyone went to extreme edges.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this. And now I'm one of the centrist people. I'd vote.
Do you think?
Go ahead.
What, in your case, because I can speak for myself.
Yeah.
Because I have a similar journey.
Yeah,
I
love tell journey. Me. Yeah.
No, I want you to go first. But I just want to know, like, what brought you from, please, you know, make point. Yeah, right. That's very nice. But what made you go from progressive to centrist? In a relatively short amount of time.
It is. Right. And I couldn't even say, I want to almost say it's like the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And you know what part of it? I wasn't on social media for about 6 years.
So was it Chicago politics or was it national politics or both?
A little of everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we go back to when Trump was first elected, I was appalled and disgusted by his supporters. Yeah. And a lot of them are relatives of mine.
Yeah.
And that I'm, and you know, you just see it play out in social media. I leave social media. I take a dark, you know, I'm dark from that for 6 years. It gives me just a different perspective, you know, and I totally understand some of where they're coming from.
Right.
Some of the, how they're handling it, I don't agree with any of it. But like what their grievances, if you want to call it that, are, I don't know.
Yeah. See, I guess for me, like, I was in 2020, I had a button that said, oh, I forgot to post the mansion. I had my badge pin on. I got it for my birthday. But anyway, I had a button that said defund the police.
Yeah.
I went to the marches, defund the police, you know, fuck 12 or whatever it was, you know.
That summer really of 2020, I was all for defund the police, Floyd, as well. So I would say it's really the last 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, part of it was I just had nothing to fucking do, and it's the only way to get out of the house.
You know,
there was nothing to fucking do. Everybody was in lockdown.
First year, yeah.
It's like, oh, a protest, sure. No, but I didn't really understand defund the police, but I was like, okay, police are brutalizing people, so yeah, we should protest that. And then they did the March for the Drag Queens, and I even put that on my show. I recorded it. And even though it was kind of weird, like this one drag queen or trans person made everybody bend their knees to her and give her guns, it was metaphorically, it was weird. Mm-hmm. But so like, but then like, I guess what I started to realize is there's a concept in management called business management by exception, right? And the idea is that the best example I can give is like, if you work in a hospital, you're not going to treat everybody like they have stage 4 cancer. Yeah. That's the exception. Yeah. You're not going to treat everyone like they have tuberculosis and they're contagious.
Yeah.
That's because then that's, it's, or it's like an edge case in software, like what you know of. Because I know GladWise, you've dabbled in that.
Edge cases all the time.
You don't, you know, and you don't, if you only deal with edge cases, you're never going to get anything done.
No.
So you go for the most important. And I think what I started to realize over time is that we are governing, and I think this is part of the progressives, and I'm not solely flying the progressives, is that they're governing in a way that it's like, they're governing to the TikTok video, right? Like, the stuff that happened on the stuff that happened to the black people by the cops is really bad, but those are exceptions. Yeah. They're very uncommon. And the murders of everyone else, like, for example, on my street 2 days ago, they had a girl who was surrounded by 3 guys, and they stole her phone.
I saw it.
Then down the street.
Do you read CWB Chicago day? Like, and then, throughout the day?
Right. Yeah. And then, and then Roscoe, the same 3, somebody else. And then over there, somebody else, you know? And it's like, that's the stuff. You don't see that on TikTok.
But I think that's what, so, that for me, that certainly is what changed. So, first summer, when all that was going on, someone was killed in front of my building.
Oh, yeah.
Like, executed at 7 o'clock in the morning, execution style.
And my neighbor, execution style mean?
Well, the guy stepped behind him with a gun and blew his brains out in front. And my neighbor's camera caught everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In your building?
Oh, my God. Yeah. And so,
released it to the cops. Gang related?
Yeah, it was definitely gang drunk related. Uh-huh. At 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And then, The security footage got released to the cops. Someone at the Rogers Park police station actually released it to social media illegally. It was everywhere. That's actually how I saw it.
Yeah.
So I told my neighbor, like, I don't want to see this shit.
Was it you?
It was not me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was horrible. Mm-hmm. Well, so then 3 weeks later, there's a gun battle, 16 bullets back and forth. My car was in the middle. My car got 16 bullet holes in it. You don't know.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then a year later, someone else was killed.
Did your insurance pay for that?
Yeah, they did. It was very close. It was almost. There was so much damage. The gas tank was blown out.
Can you imagine you could have been in that car?
Well, yeah, it was at the street corner. Yes. I mean, in like all four tires were blown out at 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Jesus. It woke me up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so personally for me, that was what started to change some of it.
Like the change. Yeah,
and then 2020 to 21 and 22, the insane amounts of carjackings and the crime just skyrocketed.
And then the weird like way that some people in government blame the carjackings on the car manufacturers. And yes, there are vulnerabilities in the cars.
I mean,
we know that the Kias, yes, they're easy to break into, but that's not. You also have criminals, and you really have to stop the criminals.
Yeah, you do.
You know, it's not just like a software bug. You know,
yeah, I'm afraid to. You do need to stop the criminals. I mean,
yeah.
The root cause of it is certainly complicated and going to take decades to resolve.
Well, it's like you had a murder on the street near you like last week, right?
Yeah.
Remember?
Around the corner. You're like, right. Yeah.
And then the alderman said, we're working on addressing the root causes of this violence.
Yeah.
And I said, I think, how about the violence itself?
Right.
Maybe stop the violence and then worry about the root cause.
I'll be honest, that's my problem. Like, I think, and this is where I started to move to the center. The progressive movement is necessarily not about holding people accountable, you know, for whatever reason, because of the horrible and racist criminal justice system, which is true. Yeah. So we go to the other extreme. We're not going to hold anyone accountable. And unfortunately, I mean, if you kill somebody, you have to.
I don't understand why there has to be this false choice between protecting the people on the TikTok videos who are killed by cops or protect everyone else. But that does seem what it is, right? Why can't you just, you know, and there was one cop killing that was so interesting because it intersected with the ShotSpotter issue, which people who aren't from here may not know, but ShotSpotter is this technology that listens for bullets and then it tells the cops where shootings are in area, and it's very effective in areas especially when people are afraid, where people are afraid to call 911.
Yes. Yeah.
But so they had this case. I can't remember. Was the guy Adam something, the kid who got killed?
Oh, the little kid. Yeah, Adam something.
So a kid got killed.
Part. Yeah.
Right? And they blame the cops and everything. But what actually happened is, and there's footage of it, is the kid was with another, he was with a 10-year, a gang banger that was 10 years older than him, who was shooting at cars randomly.
Yeah.
And that's why the ShotSpotter went off.
Yeah.
And ShotSpotter did, and the cops came, and they saw it. And the older guy who shot the gun, as I understand it, ran away so they didn't catch him. But the younger guy had a gun in his hand. And then right as they said, stick him up, you know, he dropped the gun and they shot him almost instantaneously, like within a second. So it was a fucking accident. But the kid was a fucking gangbanger. I mean, he was not innocent. But if you listen to the protesters, they're like, the cops abused this poor child.
Boy who, that's, I think, the problem. Like something like George Floyd. Clearly, I mean, those cops, like, they killed somebody. They went over the line. Something like, and I forget the guy's name, when this happened, this was like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The kid, it's terrible that happened, and it shouldn't have happened. But at the same time, if it looks like he's going to shoot you, and you're a cop, and you're running in the heat of the moment, that's an easy mistake. You made the kid had a gun.
Right.
Right? I mean,
So to me, it's unfortunate, but it's a mistake. It's not. It's clearly not a case of cops abusing their power. It's not.
And again, though, that doesn't mean that those there certainly are cops like that. Like for the longest time in this city, I hated the cops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because they hated the gays.
But now, like in my neighborhood here in Lakeview, we used to have beat cops. We used to have.
Yeah.
Cops, like, you'd go to Caribou Coffee and you'd always see the same cops, the lesbian and the ugly guy who looks like Frankenstein. And everybody knew them, right? Everybody knew. You just don't see that. If we had beat cops, that stuff wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And Vallis, the guy who was running for mayor, didn't win, but he wanted to bring the beat cops back. Yeah. And the guy we got instead, who was this complete dunce that's basically a, Brandon Johnson, who's a patsy of the Chicago Teachers Union. I don't think he's hired a single cop.
Well,
they still have 800 vacancies, I think.
They might. I don't know about hiring cops, but certainly the chief.
They hired a chief, but they had like 1,000 vacancies, and to my knowledge, they really haven't filled them. But anyway,
I can't speak on that.
But the thing is that, and then so that's all on the progressive side, and I hate that. And this is probably why, I don't know if it's you, but probably why I've been driven more towards centrism, because then I see people on the right side criticizing the way I'm criticized, the way we're criticizing. But the thing is, it's also not fair to do that, because Republicans are the ones that put guns in everybody's hands, right? All those guns are there because the Republicans don't want to ban any fucking guns. So they're the ones arming everyone and all the mental patients. And they're running around saying, oh, it's the progressives' fault. I think it's progressives' fault for not enforcing anything and thinking that it's fine to have a cash and grab because
the cash and grab stuff, which that's through all the major cities. It's happening in San Francisco. Or smash grab.
I said it wrong.
Yeah, whatever. It's happening in San Francisco here and everything. I mean, they just let them commit the crime and walk away. So, of course, it's going to continue. And it may seem like a victimless crime because some large corporation is losing some money that they already plan in their budget to have a certain percentage.
But if that company leaves.
Right, which is what's happening. I mean, Michigan Avenue, I don't even go down there that much. It's depressing when you go down there. Like, everything is closing. And, I mean, there's multiple factors playing into it. It's not just crime. Yeah. The internet and COVID. I mean, we changed the way that everyone finally is shopping online. Nobody.
Oh, I fucking hate Amazon, though. You know, I bought a vacuum cleaner and I had to return it because it was a piece of shit. One of those cordless vacuum cleaners has an LED. The LED broke. The thing sucked anyway. We sent it back. March 7th, I still don't have my fucking money back. And these motherfuckers at Amazon, if you buy something.
Did you buy it from Marketplace?
It's real Amazon. I took it back to the Amazon.
I've never had a problem with Amazon.
Yeah, they're changing. The last two returns I've made have been like this. You have to argue with India for an hour to get anything. It's terrible. They're like, but.
Really? Because I'll buy like shoes and clothes. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'll buy like muumuus and stuff like that.
Right, muumuus.
And, and then I try the one on that fits the best and I send the rest back to Whole Foods. You just go to Whole Foods and.
Yeah, it's changing. You'll see. You'll see.
I haven't shopped at Amazon in a while. I have to buy new luggage for my trip. So,
where are you going?
Europe.
Europe. You don't have to be ashamed. But you're going to Amsterdam, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have some fans live in Amsterdam because I'm a big fan.
Oh, I love the Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
So anyway, right. So anyway, we were talking about, but then. So we have such a bizarre situation in Chicago because we have this mayor, Brandon Johnson, they had like 10 candidates, didn't they, last year?
A lot.
They had a lot. And I remember watching the debates and I thought, this guy is the worst one.
And the worst one actually won. I give it for you even watching the debates. I give it to you.
He was terrible.
So, but here's the thing. He built a coalition. He had like my alderman is fully in his court and... Mm-hmm. You know, he did a good job of rallying a certain amount of aldermen and getting his message out to get enough. I mean, that first round, he only needed 20-30%. He had to come in second, which he did.
But wasn't it mainly the Chicago Teachers Union that did it? I mean, it was probably all the money they put into it.
Yeah.
I mean, because every time he spoke, it was just word salad. I hate to use that phrase because it's so overused now. But he just, when he talks, nothing makes sense. There's nothing there. It's just words. And he's just like, not only is it just words, like, because Kamala Harris, she can do a word salad, but you can tell she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
He's just deer in the headlights. He's lost. He looks like somebody who is giving a report in third grade and didn't do his homework. Just sad. Like, you almost feel sorry for him.
That, and they operate in theory too much. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the way I think, like, you know, somebody who... Well, Clayton Harris, who's running for, you know, he's a professor. Yeah. So it's all in theory. So it's all the way the world should work or the way I want the world to work and the way that I think we could try things that will make it better without any proven evidence that does work.
Yeah. And then that's the other thing is this. So we had an election last Tuesday and, well, it wasn't Super Tuesday. Stupid Tuesday. we had an election, and you know, and there were a couple big, you know, contentious subjects that were on the ballot. One was an initiative called Bring Chicago Home. It was a referendum basically saying, should we raise taxes on it was basically a real estate transaction tax for transactions.
For very wealthy. Theory, again, my progressive self 8 years ago, yeah. I'd be all for. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just telling the audience because it was like a real estate transaction tax for transactions over $1 million.
Well, for all of them.
Right.
But they were going to raise it over $1 million. And if it was under 350, which a lot of the condos in Chicago would be, reduced. It was actually reduced. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that failed. I've actually voted against it, though. In principle, I agreed with it.
I
voted
too.
Against it because the mayor never said where the money was going.
That's why I voted.
And this president of the union, who's the guy who put the mayor there, was basically had put a bunch of stuff out saying that she's expecting all this money to come in and she wants to use it to give teachers, you know, a compensation for so they can live in the city. In other words, route the money to teach. I just didn't buy it that it was going to go to homeless. I don't trust that mayor, and I don't believe. I think that, and in Chicago, there's so much money wasted. I think they need to clean it up. You know, there's just, and then there's the CTA. This is like the problem with the city has been run by Democrats for 100 years, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, but you can't just give one party the.
That is the problem. You know, at the end, this is how I've changed. 8 years ago, when I would hear people say this in 2016, we need to have a strong Democratic and Republican party. We need to have this. And I'd be like, no, we don't. Need to have smart.
In Chicago?
Yeah. Well, no, everywhere.
Oh, I see.
And everywhere. And I was like, no, we don't. We just need to have strong people with values, morals, and ethics that are willing to lead.
A strong democracy does not mean one party.
Or that we have to have two parties.
That's the opposite of a democracy.
Well, it's the individual.
Yeah.
But, I mean, granted, if there was only one party, though, I mean, which is what's happening here. Like, I mean, that's what happened with the estate's attorneys, right? You know, there's one person that's favored by the machine, and they spend a lot of money, and there's one person who isn't. And
yeah, so I didn't finish talking about it. So basically, they had, there's Clayton Harris, who's like a professor, and like Gladwise said, very theoretical, and he's anti-police and all that shit. You know, and you can tell, like, we had the outgoing state's attorney or Cook County, whatever they call her, Cook County
state's attorney,
is a very, you know, she's horrible. I mean, she's basically.
Well, so this is, again, I voted for her in 16, Kim Fox.
Yeah.
I was all in favor of her. And I was in favor of her progressive.
Yeah. We saw her.
Approach.
Remember, I was with you when you ran into her on the street downtown. Remember?
It was you. I said, somebody, I voted for you. Yes, I said that to her. I walked past her in 2016.
I was like, who is this tall bitch?
I love that you remember. I couldn't remember who I was. Anyway. I was all in favor of it. And then when you see it play out, though, over 8 years, it's, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And I mean,
it's good in theory. It's like, you're allowed to change your mind. And I thought, like, I was all in that way, too. But when you see evidence to the contrary, you have to change. When you see how, look, these policies are causing a lot more crime. It's bad. So maybe change. I understand why we changed. I don't understand why the other people didn't. Why everybody else didn't.
They're digging their heels in.
Yeah.
Into what they think is the solution, even though the evidence is pointing this isn't going to work.
What causes that? Is it tribalism? I mean, why not look at the evidence?
I think it is. It's the same stuff with the damn bridge. We're so tribal now. Yeah. You're on one side or the other. Who's ever president now, everyone on the other party is immediately, everything that goes wrong is the president's fault. Everything. So, you're weak if you admit you were wrong or if you want to pivot or change.
Yeah.
People get so caught up in that. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Max Kaiser, who's a friend of mine, I used to work for him, he called me politically fluid, like gender fluid. And I thought that was a nice definition. I actually agree with that because I change my mind all the time. I've been criticized by that too, like Reagan, who used to be on this show a lot, and then now he's a Jewish anti-Zionist.
He's dead. Reagan.
Reagan's dead? Oh, good.
Oh, the President Reagan?
No, my friend. His first name is Reagan. He was on Big Brother.
Oh.
And, right. And now we got a new house in Long Beach, and he's going to cover every inch of the wall.
Long Beach, New York?
California.
Oh, California.
Is there a Long Beach, New York?
Probably. There is. It's a beach. It's a beach in the city. It's about 12 inches.
That's pretty long. Did I send you that video of that horrible hippie guy with the humongous conk?
You sent me one, but he wasn't a hippie.
He was a hippie. He's like into like the nature or something. He doesn't look like a hippie.
So no. He had a clean cut face with a mustache and like huge cock. He was gorgeous. Great body.
Humongous cock.
Yeah, huge.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Huge cocks.
Heidi, huge cock.
Yeah. Don't Heidi it. Show it.
Oh, no, Heidi like.
I know.
Forgot. Let me get to that. I forget what I'm talking about.
Madge, come on. I'm relying on you to help lead us.
So, okay, so the state's attorney race, right? Mm-hmm. So it was turns out to be a nail biter. They still don't have a winner.
No, I was just Googling it as we were talking about it. 1,600 votes.
Yeah. And I guess, like...
They're waiting now because of the postmark thing. They've got till April 2nd, so they won't certify till next Tuesday.
But how long... So they're waiting for postmark ballots, right? Yes. But how does it fucking take that long? If you mail something in Chicago, it gets there the next day.
Because this is the one good thing about COVID. So, Lightfoot did this where she basically said you can automatically enroll and vote by mail for the rest of your life. And I did that in 2020. So it's awesome. I get primary general. I get emails ahead of time that my ballot's being sent. So I know when my ballot arrives. I get an email when they've received it. I didn't get the email till Friday that they got my ballot and they're going to count it because I turned it in last Monday.
What Friday? Like this past Friday?
This past Friday, yeah, after the election was done. Why? They hadn't counted my ballot.
Why did it take so fucking long?
Girl, come on. It's not instantaneous. No, tell me. But, well, I have a feeling I could have been one of the... So I dropped it. Yeah. It's not postmarked. I went to an early voting location up by where I live and dropped it in the drop box. Yeah. But it was the day before the election. So I could have been one of those 10,000 votes.
So how do they... Yeah. Okay, so there's a few issues. So first of all, how do they... Do they close the drop box at the election? I hope they do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, and they empty it. I'm sure... Well...
You can't say I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm just speculating. You're right.
I'm curious. Like, that's one thing I
trust. I know. So this is the one thing that with it. Yeah. I mean, up until the brew, which we're, I think we're going to get to, up until that happened, like, I fully trust that, who's ever running the election, the people running it are not going to cheat. Mm-hmm. At least, and maybe that's misplaced trust. Yeah. But then when this happened this weekend, where all of a sudden these 10,000 votes that in the rush, they're unpostmarked.
Right. So
like they're like mine.
Just to explain, because most of the people that listen to this don't know about Chicago. But so all of a sudden, I think it was like a couple days after the election.
It was on Saturday.
Okay, Saturday.
Max
Beaver, mm-hmm. the Beaver, this very queen. He's a gay.
He's a gay.
Looks like female to male to me, but that's beside the point. Definitely queer one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And so he said, he's a communication director. And he's like, I misplaced. Somehow he miscounted 10,000 ballots.
Well, in the
they weren't discovered. It was just a counting error, right?
No.
What was the story?
His rush to counting as opposed to accuracy. They somehow forgot to count those 10,000 votes. And why they discovered on Saturday, 4 days after the election, which proves the point that all the Republicans 4 years ago, when something like that happens, people will question, this just looks odd. Even if it was completely locked down.
But he said he sacrificed accuracy for speed. Why on earth
would you do that?
No, why would there be a choice? Why in whatever their process is, should not be a choice. It should be accurate and fast.
Well, there's a lot
reason why
you've been following the media. So they keep talking about, because they have a record of how many ballots were mailed out. Yeah. The mail-in, there are like 100,000. Only 70,000 that have been returned. But
wouldn't you think, I am assuming, and it's probably a bad assumption, that there's a procedure manual, right? Like a list of steps that you do. Count this, add this to this, then this, then call in the number, right? So if that's the case, what do you mean? It sounds to me like there's no procedure if you're just saying you're counting them, on your own? Without, knowing, have a procedure of how you count with an order?
Sounds like somehow these were just misplaced. There were no controls on it. Which, again, though, he was being so, there's nothing wrong with this. And, I saw on Twitter, people were getting in an uproar. I'm like, how dare you accuse them of, step back but from then all this. If you this, look, does, this just yeah. looks bad.
Plus, then you look at how partisan he is. And if you look at his tweets going back a few years, like to 2020, they were just viciously anti-cop. Like, he's not just anti-police, he's abolition. He thinks cops should be all fired. You know what I mean?
And when I hear that, I just want to laugh. I'm like, so what happens? And we're not even going enforcing, like, we're not going to get into financial laws or white collar crime, but just physical violent crime, gun related robberies, rape.
Right.
You know, who's going to stop that?
Nobody.
If there's no
cops. Doesn't work. We're living with the results of that.
Yeah.
And that's why it's wrong. So you say, never mind. Right. But a lot of the, it seems like most of the people that, and I changed my mind about that, but it seems that, and I'm not sure if the beaver has, I'd like to know, but like, that's the whole thing about the evidence. But so I don't know if he's recanted any of those views. I haven't seen anyone in the media ask him.
Well, the interesting thing, nobody does the due diligence that you did. Like, you went and searched him out, and actually, you showed it to me.
No, I didn't search it. Somebody on Twitter did.
Yeah, but then you went and bothered to look. I mean, you have to go look at his feed for a while to find out what he said 4 years ago. You know, that can take a few minutes to scroll. People don't want to do that anymore. Right.
So, like, and, you know, the bottom line is, like, for me, like, you have to show me evidence that there's fraud. Otherwise, there's no fraud. As much as I hate to accept it. And the fact is that they do have both of these candidates have huge, you know, teams watching the process.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that. So I'm not, and I also think that when you know, a lot of the reason why this stuff has come to light and why it's taken so long to count is because the election was so close. The reason they call elections early is not because they've counted every vote. It's because there's no way.
But they have models to project out. Right. Well, it was the same thing. So the referendum brings Chicago home. That got called, even though there's still ballots being counted, because they could totally tell about 4 or 5 days ago. There's no possible way all the outstanding ballots, even if they were all yes, it wouldn't be enough to turn where in the state's attorney. That's not true.
You know, I'm not happy with this. It's suspicious, but I'm also fairly confident that if there is fraud, it'll come out. And I
don't. Well, it doesn't. So whatever happens, there's going to be a recount. The loser is going to request a recount. So it won't get certified till April 2nd, so a week from 6 days, then there'll be another recount. It's going to take at least 2 more weeks after that. So we won't. And then there could be lawsuits. Who knows? I mean, this, unfortunately, the only thing with it, it's real. I mean, it's basically 50-50. 1,000 votes out of 500,000 votes counted. It's
0.00. I guess my question is, why is it so close? Because to me, like, why would you pick somebody who's basically the same policies and philosophy as Kim Fox, the previous one, who's the reason why we have crime everywhere.
There are...
Why?
I think there are people that think that the larger, longer-term picture of what she's doing, that's the... You know what I mean?
What is that?
The social justice reform that, you know, on trying to fix the wrongs.
I mean, you read that CWB. CWB, is that what
it
is? How many times you see a criminal commit a crime and they're out on bail... with an ankle bracelet or some shit. Or not even with an ankle.
So full background on some of this. Yeah. I used to read DNA info all the time. You know, they unionized and then went out of business. They shut them down. Yeah. Which, again, Pritzker, one of the Pritzker families owned that originally. Yeah. So they just shut it down. And it was actually, so they became Block Club Chicago, at least locally. So I still read that. Mm-hmm. But when that was happening, that's where I stumbled on this CWB Chicago. And so I think that's played a part because they do a better job of anyone else reporting crime. And it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And our leaders are lying about it. And the cops lie about it.
I'm on Twitter a lot. And nobody who voted for Brandon will ever complain about crime. And like, if there's a crime, even if there's crime like in your, they're like so partisan that they won't like, it's almost like you have to...
Well, that even complain about it has become partisan.
Right.
As though, the only people that complain about crime are Republicans. Right.
So, like, there's all this crime going on, and the people that voted for Brandon are just completely silent about it. Completely silent. Like, are they just waiting till it happens to them?
Because even then, I mean, you know, I mean, everyone's different, so we don't know, you know, maybe it's not of importance. I don't know.
But is your, and some of it is just guilt, I think, white guilt, you know.
I do think that is.
Class guilt.
What? I'm editing myself. Well, Brandon Johnson, that election, some of the highest percentage of people voting for him along the lake for a year, up through Edgewater into Rogers Park. It's the very liberal enclave, you know, of like the gays and everything. That's predominantly white.
People with alarm systems.
Yeah, exactly. And,
but still, it happens here.
Yeah.
Too. I don't know. But again, like, I don't want to understate the issue of the other side, because you have a lot of Republicans complaining, oh, these progressives are horrible. Progressives are horrible. They're anti-crime. But you can't, in the big picture, you can't blame the progressives for crime, even with all this shit going on.
No.
Because they're not the ones that armed the fucking country, and we have more guns than people. That's Republicans. And no way you can blame anybody, Republicans, for that shit. The arming of America is their fault.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is everyone's become so partisan and aligned. Right. I'm either a Democrat or Republican and aligned with that group. Whatever that group says, I agree with. Even if deep down inside, I may not. I have to agree with it. Both sides are doing it. And anything that goes wrong, it's the other side's fault. And I will just say, like, this tends to be more Republican than Democrat, but, you know, certainly in Congress now, they just don't want to do any compromising. And the reality is that's the way our country is set up. It's small incremental change. You're not going to get radical big change.
Actually, Congress, I was just listening to a daily, the New York Times show this morning, and they were talking about, they described the reporter who was reporting on this. It's about Mike Johnson and cunt with the pit face. I call her pit head.
With Marjorie Stefani, Taylor Greene. Marjorie.
No, because her head looks like a peach pit. It's the shape of a pit. She's just so stupid. But the way that he has really... Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, has really done an excellent job of not letting the government shut down. And he's pissed off his... Republicans, because the Republicans want to shut the government down.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They refer to it, they're crazy.
The New York Times reporter referred to it as a coalition government. Because of the way they're actually working together, and the Democrats might end up saving him because she's trying to kick his ass to the curb.
Well, at this point, they probably should.
They should.
That was the big beef last year when they because the Democrats all voted to oust McCarthy. All the Republicans, it was just hilarious. They blamed the Democrats when Matt Gaetz, however the fuck you say his last name,
huge forehead.
Yeah, thank you. Douchebag face. He looks like some douchebag from like Saint Elmo's Fire.
Beavis and Butthead. Both of them are one.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, he was the one that called to oust him, the Republican. This small. It's fascinating. You have a small group because they've got the majority. They think razor thin by like two votes. They think that they can force whatever they want. It's not the way it works. And there's only a few radical extreme, and they can't govern. It's just.
But in this way, the way Johnson's doing it is
he's
good.
The coalition. He's pulling the Democrats. Yeah. But that's what McCarthy did. All the budget stuff last year, McCarthy did the same thing. It was actually the Democrats. No, it was the Democrats that he pulled in on the final votes that he compromised and got something to get their votes because we need to keep
the government. But they didn't save him, but there was a reason for it, and I can't remember what it was.
They didn't vote to save him. Right. It was all the financial stuff. And what pissed off Republicans last year is they all voted, the Democrats voted not only for all of his policies then at that point, and they're like, it's the same thing that's going on with Johnson now, like that Marjorie Taylor Greene's upset. Yeah. They basically voted with Democrats to get it passed, and there was this core Republican that were against it, and if they didn't get the Democrats, it would have failed. Mm-hmm. And they're mad that they couldn't leverage their power. I'm like, you have a small sliver of majority, and of that majority, a small radical extremist. You don't have power. Right. You don't. And in order to do that, you have to build some coalition. Yeah. You have to compromise to move it along. And so many of the Republicans, this goes back to Gingrich. They don't want to compromise. This is why fucking nothing gets done.
But don't you find it heartening that this Mike Johnson is?
Yeah. Well, so the best stuff, actually, people bitch about the Biden presidency. It's been terrible and terrible and terrible. Mm. They actually passed some good legislation.
A lot.
They didn't get all of Build Better back, but they got a compromise of it. And the infrastructure thing, and actually... is my favorite thing of the last 4 years. Fully bipartisan.
Can you imagine what would have happened to that bridge if he hadn't been... Oh, it's still collapsed. Never mind. But you know what I mean.
No, but that's the point. I mean, you go around this city. I mean, go underneath any metro or... well, they're doing it now. I mean, that the new Red Line stuff is fantastic. I mean, it's going to be gorgeous. But that costs a lot of money. And...
Doesn't stop nobody people from wants, shitting on the train, though.
Well, that's...
Take a dump. No, I agree with you. That's I don't understand. Like, there was some guy saying, oh, on Twitter, like, people are like, oh, I can't vote for Biden again. Like, why?
Why?
Why? He didn't answer.
Why? I'll be honest. He is too old. He's too old.
Well, I agree.
And he does sound kind of feeble.
But I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he pulls out of... in the convention and it becomes Pritzker. I wouldn't be surprised at that. You don't like Pritzker? What? Tell me.
I don't not like him. I mean, if I had other choices, I wouldn't vote for him.
What about him versus Biden?
I mean, fully honest, like...
Or what about the one Gretchen from California?
I know, I like Gretchen Whitmer. I, but again, she would never win.
What about the one from California?
Gavin Newsom. Well, he's like a movie star. Like, do you watch Bill Maher at all?
Yeah.
He was on Bill Maher a couple weeks ago. He's totally a movie star. And like Bill Maher totally held him accountable. Because, well, the problem out there, I mean, they've got in spades what we've got here, like in terms of the crime and the homelessness going on in L.A. and people defecating on the street. They're going to blame him. I don't know if that'll stick, but on a national level, I think Newsom, same thing with Gretchen Whitmer. I love her, but there's no way she would win on a national level.
What don't you like about Pritzker? Is it the bail thing, the no cash bail, or is it something specific, or just too fat? He could be the first Jewish president.
So that would be good. You know...
He basically
I'm going to sound like a Republican. You know what? I voted for him twice. Yeah. I don't, you know, he's a little too sanctimonious on the moral high ground of what's right and wrong. And I'm right. And it's what pisses Republicans off. And I can totally see it. Like, it's just the way that he presents what's right and wrong. I don't know. It just rubs you the wrong way.
See, I kind of like that about him, but I have some friends that are, you know, we're very well connected in the Democratic Party, and they've said, you know, it's going to be him, basically. But I don't know, maybe not.
I love it. I'm getting some gossip here.
It's real gossip.
But that's, of course, you know, if you follow Twitter and everything, that's what Republicans think is going to happen. That we get to the convention, and they're going to switch Biden out for somebody else.
Oh, that's I'm not a Republican, but that's what I think is going to happen, too. Is that a Republican thing? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's talk about all that.
Well,
they speculate everything.
I don't know.
You know what? I mean, anyone other than Trump, quite frankly. So, you know, I mean, whoever the Democratic nominee, I'll be honest, did you follow what happened today? No. What's his name announced his running mate?
Oh, Kukuluku?
Yeah, Kukuluku.
You mean RFK Jr.? God, yeah, RFK Jr. Mess. Yeah, I saw her. It's some little girl, right?
Yeah.
She's 35. But
she's got a...
What's her story?
Well, she grew up in poverty on food stamps. Oh. She was married to Sergey, the founder of Google.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she's a whore.
Yeah, she is a whore. She totally, of course. They're divorced. They have kids. I think they have kids.
Is that how she met him? Hand job?
Probably. Of course, I'm sure.
Escort. Sergey. I always love that name. Sergey, is that the one she dated?
Yeah, Sergey.
He was hot, though.
Sergey. Well, I mean, what makes him hot is all that money.
But I thought she was an entrepreneur, or she just married
something to that effect, yes. I mean, she's got a good story. It's a good narrative. It's a woman. It's a good, you know what I mean? I mean, she worked in tech. As soon as I saw that, again, my paranoid, again, I sound right away, I'm like, oh, big tech is all for this, because if they were to win, like, they're going to get what you want. Because it's a little scary what's happening from a big tech perspective. Uh-huh. There's going to be some regulation coming against social media and stuff. Either party seems to be moving. There's contingents in both parties. So there's enough to build a coalition to start regulating some social media.
I don't understand that, but I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think about her, but Kara Swisher is a huge cunt. And I'm so sick of her. You know what I mean? Talk about monopoly. Why is that fucking bitch the only, like, journalist allowed to criticize big tech? It's like, it's a monopoly on criticism.
Is she the only one that's allowed to criticize?
There's no one else does. She's on every show.
She's a big old
runs the opinion. Well, she's fucking full of shit. Yes, I heard her on Bill Maher. I know you're about to say that. And then he asks her about the Apple thing. And Bill Maher, he always does this thing where he tries to explain it for the audience, right? He's like, well, what do you think about the Apple antitrust suit? And for those of you who don't know, that's when, you know, because of this. And she stops him. She says, I know. Like, she wasn't just, we weren't just explaining it to you. You're not the whole fucking planet, bitch.
Yes.
And I'm reading her book, too.
I didn't even want to read your book.
Oh, I didn't pay for it.
Oh, well.
Are you peeing?
But you still have to read
She's leaving. Well, did you just leave? Hi, audience. I'll play some clips because my special guest whore left. I hope she's not shitting. Hello, is this thing on? Yeah. Still, I like this new recording so far. I guess I'll play a clip. Let's see.
Miss Nipples. You can call me Mrs. Nipples.
Miss Nelson.
Nipples.
Nibbles. Okay, Miss Nibbles. Grandmother, I mean, Nibbles. Miss Nibbles. Miss Nibbles. Miss Nibbles.
Break.
Okay.
All right. Miss Nibbles. Grandmother. I mean, Miss.
Miss Nipples. Miss Nipples.
Miss Nibbles. Miss Nevels, what are you doing? No, Grandma, Miss Nevels, please don't be tasing her. And Miss Nevels, please, you're really abusing her. Well, Grandmother, what are you doing? I mean, Miss Nevels, what are you doing to her?
Miss Nipples, my name is Miss Nipples.
Lord, Grandma, I mean, Miss Nevels, please stop shooting. Take the gun out of there, Miss Nevels, please. Miss Nevels. Devil, I will fuck you. Now take the gun out of her pussy.
Don't point that gun at me, Miss Nipples. Put that gun down.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
Well, Gladwise had to, without notice, change her estrogen patch, so...
Well, I had to change my maxi pad.
It was don't still have it. I was going to say that, but I'm like, she doesn't have a period anymore. Too old. Estrogen patch.
Yes. All right.
What were we talking about before you ran away?
RFK and his running mate.
No, we were talking about Kara Swisher.
Kara Swisher. Good. Yeah.
Like she's very much in favor of not just regulation, but censorship. She is very, she's like, Facebook should be censored. Like, but it's almost like her opinion.
Yeah, that was the big thing. She called Zuckerberg out on it.
She knows fucking everything, and I'm sick of it. Like, you don't know anything. She talks with this air of authority, but.
So I will say, where did I read about some of her profile? If you go back to the 90s, I mean, when she was at the Post, she did start out covering tech, and she was like, we got to cover, and she moved to Silicon Valley in the late 90s to cover it. So she certainly was a visionary seeing where that was going. But yeah, why is she the only one?
It's awful.
Yeah.
You know, because like, and the way that whole discussion that she had on Mar about the Apple, that was a worthless discussion. They did not in any way make the case that Apple should have an antitrust. That there isn't a valid case for it, but she didn't make that case at all. She's just like, oh, well, you know, it's like racism with green dots and blue dots. No. Now, and the thing that I don't get with that antitrust suit is like, okay, one of the complaints was that it's stifling innovation, right?
Yeah.
They said that in the case. But like,
everybody says
it's hard for me to take that. When Apple created the iPhone, they created this whole industry that did not exist.
It didn't.
It's like saying Alexander Graham Bell stifled, you know, innovation. I just don't buy it. They created this whole thing. And plus, you know, the idea that, you know, Europe is forcing them to have these third-party app stores. And I like the idea that Apple is fascist about privacy because I don't want anybody else.
That's the whole reason I like
want the
phone.
Gatekeeper.
I don't want a third party app store.
They criticize, one of the things they specifically criticize in the suit is Apple is acting as a gatekeeper. Yes, they are a gatekeeper. And RuPaul is the gatekeeper of drag. So why don't you fucking sue that cunt? Because I'm sick of that shit too. They all look the same. But yes, it's a gatekeeper. That's exact. They even call it gatekeeper because it is a gatekeeper because you don't want. You don't want fucking malware. I even asked somebody from...
Well, that's... But the best thing about the iPhone compared to Android, since they've both come out in the last 15 years, is up till, you know, the iPhone's been very good about security.
It's... I think a lot of the reason why the government wants to do this, and I think the reason the EU do it, is because they don't like not being able to have their fucking, you know, their fucking government surveillance on there. You know, Apple has been, I really, you know, maybe I'm paranoid. But they have really tried, you know, Apple has been very good about
that. They can't break, the FBI and CIA can't break into the phones as easy as they can.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're getting a third party app store. Oh, you can get in.
Yeah.
You know, like, and the way they have that new, the new end-to-end encryption that's quant safe.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that? You know, it's like, Apple upgraded the encryption because the way they do it now is nothing can be, they can't, the SHA-256, which is a high level encryption, can't break it.
We just got called out for using that at work by security. That we should, the SHA-256, we shouldn't be using them. I'm like, really? This is just.
Well, I don't know. But and they're probably right. But what Apple is doing is it's quant safe. So what people are doing is they're collecting all these encrypted codes. Mm-hmm. They can't decrypt it. The SHA stuff. They can't decrypt it today, but they expect that in a certain number of years, they're going to be able to decrypt it using future technologies of quant.
Yeah.
So the quantitative, whatever, shit.
Yeah.
And so quantitative computers. So what Apple's doing is they created this new level that's in the future they won't be able to. So in other words, all your stuff today, all your secret stuff is getting, it's getting swept up by these data miners. With the idea that in the future they're going to be able, they might be able to see your vagina pics. They you know, it's for the future.
If they want to see them, I'll send it to them now. I mean, it's a little crusty, some discharge, but they can see it.
I know. It's awful what happens down there.
Well, it happens when you get old, right? I mean,
it's just a shame.
It is, yeah.
Crusty, nasty cunt, and all these creams you got to put on it.
Mm. All the time. And if you're not too careful, you get rashes from the creams.
Where was I sitting? I rode my bike 2 weeks ago. My wife made me take a bike ride to Metropolis Cafe. The thing is sticking on my ass for an hour, the bike seat, like, God damn it. And I'm like, later on,
it's going to go right into your vagina.
Yes. Yeah. So later on, I can't remember where I was sitting. Maybe at the gym or something. I'm like, what am I sitting on? I look, nothing's there. It's just
it's been pressed.
Cunt was wrecked from this bicycle seat. That didn't used to happen. But well, now
is it a new bicycle seat? You gotta get one of the old ones, the big cushiony.
I think I need a new one because the foam is peeling off.
Oh, well then, yeah, you do. That's why it's riding up in your vagina. You gotta be careful because it'll get infected. Oh, it's both of them. A whole nother story. I mean, you know,
horrible.
Always wipe forward, wipe back.
Wipe back to front, or is it front to back? I forget.
Back to front on the front side, front to back on the back side.
What? No, I mean, I thought you wipe them together. Front to back, right? Because you don't want to get you don't want to get duty in your cunt.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Why did they just say that? Don't get duty in your cunt.
You get duty in your cunt, you're going to get more infection up in that cunt.
But why they got to make a fucking rhyme about it? No, that's confusing.
No duty in the cunt.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe Roma McDaniel can do that or something.
Oh, they fired her. That was a scapegoat shit. I mean, I don't think they ever should have hired her, but there was something weird about that. The way she got fired, like the sanctimonious bull. Those people were being like the Chuck Todd being so sanctimonious. Oh. Like,
can I say, I'm so glad I don't watch news. Oh. You don't watch news, do you?
Watch what?
News on TV, like NBC, ABC.
I watch the 7 a.m. news, yeah.
No, I watch
local news.
WGN?
No, ABC.
For Skilling, CBS. Who has since retired. CBS. Oh, see, I only watch WGN.
Well, I only watch the channels.
It's highly entertaining, and it's good local news.
I can switch to that.
And Paul Lissick is actually pretty good on the local. He's very neutral.
But I only watch local news just because I like to know how many people got shot.
Well, you can get that on WGN. That's it. I don't watch national.
Anyway,
yeah.
Why were you asking? What were we talking about?
Oh, the Chuck giant, Todd shit and all that stuff. Like, I haven't watched that shit in 2015.
They're like
complaining
that she's. So they hired Rona McDaniel, and they're basically saying, "Oh, she really loves Trump. She's pro."
They need to get both sides to cover everything.
Well, they're not willing. Nobody's willing. Like, they're basically saying we can have a Republican, but they're basically saying we won't have anybody who supports Trump.
The other journalists are saying that.
Right.
They're
but see, it's like The View, because I love to watch the... Oh, that's news, sort of. That's not
The View?
I love to watch The View.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you really?
It's my filthy pleasure, yes.
I like filthiness, but I don't even know if I would be entertained by it anymore.
I don't know why I watch it, but it's just... I like Joy Behar, and...
I do like
Joe. I don't know. It's just, I just do. What can okay. I say? Yeah. But they have this woman on there. But the thing is, they've never, since I've watched it, which is since Meghan McCain was on it, they don't ever have, there's nobody pro-Trump ever on that show. It's like they consider themselves like the full spectrum. So it's basically
from if they're the full spectrum,
slightly left to slightly right.
It's everybody's you could have someone extreme right.
They don't.
That's not a Trump person, though. I mean, it'd be hard to find.
Yeah.
But
they're not.
I mean, the Trump. I mean, that's
but 30, I want
to
hear them.
The 25 to 35% of this nation are hardcore Trump right. supporters.
So that's what should be represented. Yeah. I want. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you're so afraid, why are you so afraid of these people? You can't. You need to be able to argue with them.
You can't really argue with them, but at least converse with them. You're not going to convince or change their mind.
No, no, no. But you're not. You're not. It's not about them. It's about the audience, right?
Oh,
like yeah. You need to show that, like, you can argue against these people to the audience.
Well, that's the thing. The last
you can years. Win an argument.
That's the thing. Like, yeah. If I'm a Republican, I'm not going to be one of those fucking Democrats. Democrats right. are the same thing with Republicans. And I mean, I'll admit, in 8 years ago, I was in that camp. I'm like, I hated Republicans. I hated uh-huh. them. The whole Trump thing. And
yeah,
you know, you can't. We all have to live together. I mean, so the whole thing, you know, with everything, well, we didn't need to, like, Russia, the stuff playing out in Russia. I mean, yeah. Well, that terrorist attack and what Putin's doing and everything. I mean, where was I watching? I mean, basically, this is what Putin wants. I mean, they've been feeding through social media the last 8 years to tear this country apart so we all fight. Yeah. It's like, if as long Absolutely. As we're at each other's throats like this.
Yeah.
Then Putin wins.
See, I follow global. That. I follow that propaganda that comes from Russia very carefully, and it's like, it's so interesting and so obvious in a way. And I think the problem is the people that are falling for that propaganda are typically progressives, and the people yeah. they're people that think they're. I suppose there's obviously right.
It's the too. Hardcore Trump.
Trump people too, but yeah. also, but see, I follow the post-left people,
okay.
which are basically the people like Matt Taibbi, Aaron Maté, and yeah. Glenn Greenwald.
And Barry Weiss. I'm going to agree. So well, I'm all in alignment. Can I tell you, 4 years ago, I thought they were all fucking batshit crazy, and now I'm in alignment.
But Barry Weiss isn't one of them, is she?
She kind of is. She aligns with, yeah, she does.
With Russia? No.
She's, no, not with Russia, but with Matt Taibbi. Do you think Matt Taibbi is in bed with Russia kind of thing? Certainly more from the, they're not really right, they're not really left, they hold both sides accountable.
And, he's a different case. Matt Taibbi, I mean, Aaron Maté definitely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He works for the, see, that's the thing, it's so easy to.
And has Glenn Greenwald gotten sucked into?
Oh, yeah. Like,
he's
compromised for sure. But like, Taibbi. Really? I mean, Taibbi lived in Russia for many years, but that doesn't mean he's compromised by them. But the thing is, like, there's useful idiots, and then there's people that are directly recycling Russian propaganda. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Lady Bunny's a useful idiot. She's not. Nobody's, you know, calling her on the phone. You know, she's not that important. Same with Jimmy Dore. But
I didn't know who that is.
Oh, he's horrible. But see, it's a whole post-left thing. These people that, this is, anyway, so there's this website called The Gray Zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And The Gray Zone is basically a laundromat for authoritarian propaganda. If you look it up on Wikipedia, it tells you everything you need to know. If you don't believe that Wikipedia can be a valid source, even though I do, you can look at the footnotes.
It totally is a valid source. I love Wikipedia.
But see, Aaron Maté works for The Gray Zone. And all they do is they recycle, they take talking points from Russia, from China, from Syria, and they just recycle them with a smart-ass American attitude, right? And then people like Jimmy Dore and the useful idiots, they take that and they you know, report it as news, and you have a sewer, and people, and I focus on the left side of it. I agree that all this happens on the right, but I don't focus on that.
Yeah.
But the people on the left think they're too smart to be victims of propaganda. And they think that we're victims of propaganda. The people in the United States, we're just sheep. Like, okay, but that's fine, but, you know, I do the best I can. And I don't, you know, but I'm not going to say that I'm completely immune from it.
Well, no, I mean, we're all susceptible to propaganda. Right. Everybody is. And I think that's the thing that people don't want to. You find something and you start to, that's when you start going down these fucking rabbit holes.
Right.
You start to, I don't know.
Google The Gray Zone. Everybody should do that. And then, because you really have to see the flow.
I'm Googling it myself.
The flow of disinformation, at least on the left, starts there. And Max Blumenthal is the head of it, and his father was Sidney Blumenthal. Yeah. And he's just a piece of shit. And if you, the blatant propaganda and the lies that come out of their mouths are just, honestly, sinful. It's awful. And then people believe them because they, you know, they report it in such a snarky way, like sarcastically, like, oh, you wouldn't believe this. Look at what they do, a show like on The Useful Idiots has a podcast with Aaron Maté and this stupid cunt named Kate Halper who doesn't, she's just an idiot. She's a comedian. Half these people is like, why are these podcasters talking about current events like they know something? Do people ever look at qualifications?
No, you know, but that's the whole thing with this technology.
That's why I don't talk
it's
about
so
it
so easy for anyone to put something on YouTube or have a podcast.
That's why I don't talk about, this is a very rare thing. I used to talk about politics all the time. I don't, because I see all these people who are unqualified. A lot of them are, like, some of the most popular ones are video game streamers, and they become popular, and then they talk politics, and then they're fucking steering opinion.
But, I mean, that's the crazy thing with this. Like, we're all human. That's the beauty of what's supposed to be in this country.
Yeah.
We have a right to our opinions and to express them and to be have an opinion about politics, whether it's bullshit or not. That's supposed to be one of the great things about this country. So you are going to have people that are morons that don't know what the hell they're talking about. They can succumb to this
shit. But then you also have a void being left by mainstream media when you have, like, stupid shit in the news every day, like about P. Diddy, about Lizzo, about the fucking, the shit that happened with Kate Middleton was ridiculous.
Oh, don't get me started.
And then I was I wasn't glad that she had cancer, but I thought that serves you right. On The View, they all had to fucking apologize because they went after her so hard. They literally apologized.
So I would love to have seen that. I'm so, thank God I don't watch TV about this.
Yeah.
I'm just following it online that Kate Middleton, and not even on social media, like basically Apple News. And you see, like, just the coverage that she's getting. It's
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. This is before she came out with the cancer. I'm like, all right, so something's obviously going on, and she doesn't want to tell people. Let her deal with it. I just,
and plus, who gives
a shit? Well,
and then when you say her apologize or talk about her cancer, it's like, can you imagine if you had cancer? I wouldn't want to tell anybody. I would be terrified. And you have to tell the whole fucking world.
And again,
who are these people?
Her kids. Right? Like, won't someone please think of the children?
Yeah. I'll criticize the shit out of the royal family. Like, I made fun of the queen when all, but I'm making fun of the people that worship her. I'm making fun of the people, not, these people have their own lives.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. It is kind of crazy that just how, well, the whole internet's like, I just find it fascinating that you have that much time to, like, investigate these photos and whether they were photoshopped or not and post online and talk about it. Like, this is what you're doing? Like, hopefully you're earning money for this, and they probably
I'm just giving you the front page of My News, and it's like, inside supermodel Amber Valletta's sustainable LA home. EV home charging. Did I say
that? This is Apple News.
It's just my feed. Who's behind all the pussy and bio on X? Oh, that's true.
Oh, I get all that pussy. That's good.
Canadian helps unlock secrets of her rare super memory. A survival guide for your 50s. How did Gatsby air a mansion? Blah blah blah. Say you, it's all bullshit. So,
Lieberman died.
Yeah. So people aren't, and so did Richard Serra. But so the people are looking to new. Maybe it's just a theory, but maybe people are getting their news from stupid streamers who don't know anything because they're actually talking about real issues. Granted, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but the subject they talk about is worthwhile. Yeah. Even though they don't know what they're not qualified to talk about.
Why do you say they're not qualified, though?
Because they're video game streamers.
We're talking about some of this shit, though. How am I qualified to talk about politics?
You're not.
Then why am I talking about it?
But nobody's listening to this either.
Yeah,
but I don't make money out of this. I don't pretend I know what I'm talking about. I always say I don't. It's just my opinion. And this is not the subject I talk about. But these are people with millions of fans.
Like a PewDiePie,
like like Jimmy Dore is a comedian, millions of fans, shapes public opinion.
Or Mr. Beast
doesn't, he has like, completely.
But Mr. Beast doesn't really.
No, he doesn't do this.
Politics.
No.
Well, again, so this is the whole thing. Yeah. Like, I used to hate some of this, but that's smart. Like, Bill Maher kind of actually says this as well. At the end of the day, like, he is an entertainer. He can't piss people off. So, like, the Trump voters, he wants to sell tickets.
Right.
If he's gotta appeal to everybody at some point, and we all live here, like, whether I like it or not, even the fucking person who hates
closer.
I have to you have to at least, I don't have to like you, I don't, you know, I can want to kill you inside, but at some level we have to at least be able to cohabitate, And this is what's like, this is what Putin and people, they want a civil war. Yeah. They want to tear this country apart because it's going to destabilize the U.S. It's going to break the Western alliance. It's going to, like, it is all about.
Well, and the NATO like, stuff is really policy. Scary going through, with Trump, and that shit is so transparent. He's just trying to break up NATO.
Yes.
He's been doing it for years. And then you see, like, I was kind of glad, to be honest, that Trump got that big windfall for his Truth Social, that he can pay his bills now. Because, like, if he couldn't pay his bills, he's going to get it from fucking somebody. Russia. And then he's going to be even more beholden to them. I mean, this is all paranoid.
Again, but the only reason he's getting windfall from Trump Social is because the stock went up. So, I mean, you can game that system, too. Yeah. I mean, did you follow, what was it, the GameStop stuff from?
Yeah, sure.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, but I do think that the mainstream media is leaving a vacuum that these podcasters, these streamers are filling because they're not doing their job. They're not reporting news.
But they haven't for, that was like it's a blank clickbait. And because it's a
for profit,
ago.
I mean, we need, I think like, I don't know if it could ever happen, but we really need like public, like a BBC or something, you know, like a real.
Although you could argue that the BBC has gotten a little crazy.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I don't have a better example. You know what I mean? I don't.
But this is the problem of everything.
Us?
Well, us, because we need an informed citizenry.
Right.
And on the truth.
Yeah.
And people can't agree on what the truth is.
Yeah.
And don't believe certain people when you tell them.
Well, that's why people need to go on Truth Social and find the truth. Because why would it be called Truth Social if it wasn't the truth?
Oh, you're so simple, Madge.
Am I?
Yes.
Well, my vagina's not.
You okay? But that happens when you get old, Madge. I mean, you need to get the mesh, right?
Oh, my God. I have this. Well, no, we have a friend.
Yes.
And this is awful. Remember, we'll just say, I don't want to say her name. But she had this theory because, audience, these are my RL friends, and they had a lovely dinner party for me the other day in which...
It was quite nice.
It was lovely, and somebody brought some wonderful chocolate Nutella that had a fungi in it. But anyway, this...
It was quite good.
This girl said that he thought the Kate Middleton thing, that she never had cancer, right? He said she never had cancer... The whole thing was a conspiracy that her vagina fell out and she had a vaginal mesh surgery.
Yes.
And the whole thing was a conspiracy. Or no, he said she had vaginal rejuvenation that went bad. And that's why she was gone. And
where would somebody even think that the queen, future queen of England, in her 40s with three kids.
Would have vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah. He'll deal with it, right? William's going to have to take what he gets. I don't know. Or you get some on the side. But even so...
Well, it made sense until I realized... But she said she has cancer.
Yeah.
Nobody lies about that.
No.
Who would lie about cancer?
Oh, right. And this person said that...
Right.
Yeah,
He was lying about the cancer.
Yeah, they were pretty convinced. No one is going to... Especially in that... It's what, like, I could lie about cancer because no one's going to hear me and know about it. I mean, someone in her position... Are you kidding? If she lied about cancer and people find out about it, they would overthrow the monarchy because everyone else goes through that in some level, whether you have it or a loved one gets it and you have to go through it. It's just, that's bizarre.
What about all the cancer happening to the lady, the people in their 30s now? Do you hear? What do you think that's about?
It has to be our food, right? Yeah, it has to be.
I think so.
And so the scary thing is, and maybe, I shouldn't even say this, it certainly is food production over the last 30 years has changed enough and we're not paying attention enough. I'm speculating.
No, again, I agree. I agree with you. The processed food shit is so hard. What's your name again? Because somebody's
not Gladys.
What was your last name of you? She's got to check her notepad. I think she might be senile. Gladwise.
Lipschitz.
Gladwise Lipschitz. She shit her pussy lips.
Well, I
that's a weird name because Lipschitz is like I shit my lips.
Yeah, right. Well, that's just like what I do on the side.
You didn't wipe back.
I wiped with my hand and then I wiped my face afterwards and didn't wash my hands.
The upstairs lips.
Yeah.
I didn't even
you're thinking of the downstairs lips.
Sure.
Yeah. I have what three pairs about? Of it. I don't know.
Glidewise, Lipschitz, yeah. Forgot. Yeah, we were talking about something.
We were really on to something too, right?
Oh, the cancer. Yeah. So processed food is fascinating, and I read like a scientific, not scientific, like not like nature, but like some explanation of how processed food works. That was really interesting, and what it's so addictive. So they make it, they process the food, and by processing it, they break down like the cell membranes and stuff. So what happens is everything in the processed food goes into your system right away, and your reward system hits right away, which creates an addictive reaction. Yes, yeah, exactly. So like that's why when you eat chips, everything in that chip is broken down to the point where it just goes right into your body. You're like, oh, I feel the salt, I feel the spice, whatever. Mm. But it's like if you eat a banana, you're typically not going to eat the whole thing of bananas. You're going to have one banana and be satisfied because it's not processed. It takes a while.
Let me just look at chicken breasts. Yeah. 30 years ago. I mean, I laugh. I mean, and I still eat them, though. Mm. When you go, I mean, they're so huge. There's no possible way that a healthy, normal chicken could have that big of a tit, right? I mean, so it's hormones, shit, I don't know, something. It doesn't seem
right
healthy. And if that's been going on for 30 years, and some of these people, it is a little scary. I was just looking at something of these people in their 30s that are all getting colon cancer. In fact, I found out someone I have worked with, he's in his early 40s, has stage 4.
Oh, my God. Colon cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's got 3 kids. Oh, but he had no, like,
stage 4 in your 40s of colon cancer?
Early cancer, yeah.
Yeah, see, I think, I used to
but work. But that's what's his name, he died, Black Panther.
The black guy?
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
But, I mean, he was like 43, and it was the same thing. He found out he has like stage 3, I think, when he found out.
Did he get a bag, or he just went straight to the...
No, he doesn't have a bag. Not yet. He took a bunch of his colon out. It was the sigmoid part. It wasn't necessarily...
Oh.
So as long as you can keep some of the colon in there, you don't need a bag. It's the anal cancers where you need the bag.
They did the bag on this last episode of Curb 2. It's all about the bag. And Stephen Buscemi's on it.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't watched it from this last Sunday. I haven't watched it yet.
So good.
Or with this week, whenever the new episode.
I used to work in the hospital. And this one girl I used to work with, because they were talking about, obviously, it's a hospital. She'd always say, it's Diet Coke and chicken. Diet Coke and chicken. The cancer.
That's what causes it?
Yeah, Diet Coke and chicken. She said all her friends get cancer. She had cancer. They all had cancer. Diet Coke and chicken.
I could totally see the Diet Coke. I mean, I will.
Oh, that shit's horrible. Remember, like 2 years ago, there's all this news about how aspartame causes cancer.
Yeah.
And then it's like nobody cared and it disappeared.
Yeah.
Just like it did in the 90s when Cyril, talk about that and it's a neurotoxin.
And then Tab from the 80s. And it's like all the artificial
sweeteners. Remember who was on the board of Cyril, the company that invented NutraSweet? Donald Rumsfeld. So they buried it. They buried it again. Last year, I talked to my friend who's a big political guy and he's with us in Andersonville, bringing Diet Coke. I'm like, you know it causes cancer. Oh, really? Oh. No, just people don't want to hear it.
But that is the food. It's all about
cancer.
The food.
You know what else causes cancer? In rats.
Right.
And it has a black box warning? Fucking Ozempic. It has a black box warning that it causes cancer in rats. Oh, someone's here.
Yeah. I'm glad you're telling me that. Like, because, you know, I was supposed to start it and I don't want to.
Oh.
I'll just smoke cigarettes instead. Maybe I can lose weight that way because those don't cause cancer.
My iPad's on its way. I had to get
a new iPad.
No. So I have Apple
Care. Through Amazon.
No, I have Apple Care.
Yeah,
I have an iPad.
Uh-huh. You paid for the Apple Care with your iPad.
I paid for the Apple Care. I pay for Apple Care on portable devices. Right?
Really? I did the opposite. Well, I did it for my laptop. Yeah. I did do it for my iPad, but not for my phone.
So my iPad's been annoying. Like the touch thing becomes unresponsive. So I'm like, God damn it. And yesterday I was just sick of it. I'm like, finally, I'm going to call support. So I did. And they're like, okay, we'll do diagnostics. The diagnostics failed. They're like, okay, you can take it to the Apple store. I said, no, you can send me a new one. It says, cause like I have Apple Care Plus. Do you know I have Apple Care Plus? You're supposed to be able to like do a mail repair. He said, not for this type of repair. And I looked on the big long thing and I said, yeah, you can do that. You can get it.
Yeah.
So he ended up saying, yeah, he's going to send it. So, yeah, so I get
they're incentivized to try not to.
Right, but I hate that. Like, yeah. This idea, and this is the same thing with Amazon, to get what you want, same thing with Comcast, yeah. To get what you want, you have to fucking argue with somebody.
Yeah.
And that is fucking inexcusable. What kind of a, why are all these giant corporations have it in their business model that you have to make your customers not just miserable, but argue with you? It's fucking unreal.
Well, everybody, that's like the cable shit, internet drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Because there's really only, I mean, you use RCN, it's not as good as Xfinity, though, yeah. For cable or internet. And every 2 years, they keep wanting to raise my prices. Every 2 years. And like, you know, either you're just going to like, they do it to my parents. My parents get tired of fighting it. So they just pay my hair with their bills. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? Like, I'm going to call them for you. Like, this is nuts.
But that should not be part of the business model. It's ridiculous.
But it is.
It is.
Yeah.
And so many companies.
Because enough people, especially with auto pay and everything, you're not paying attention. Like, I'll be honest, I don't always, because... You know, I know around when all the bills hit, but they all go to my credit cards. I don't get that.
Why don't they do Comcast antitrust? Don't they own fucking NBC or something? I think they do.
They
right?
own NBC. It's they ridiculous. Own Universal Studios.
Yeah.
They own a ton of content. Well, they own HBO Max now owns Discover. Right. That's where all these documentaries like Quiet on the Set.
And they just bought Capital One too.
No, they discovered.
Well, they merged.
Discovered it. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
But so, and then like.
Well, Capital One got Discover. Not Discovery.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, but what was the connection between Capital One and one of the...
I don't know. You said it.
I thought you said it. Did you just say Discover?
Oh, Discover, but not Discover Credit Card. Discovery Network.
Oh,
that,
I see.
Which did all the... That's all part of HBO Max now. They've merged all the... So all this other...
And then they got a new head who's a fucking moron into reality TV, so they're trying to make... Yeah, everything reality.
Yeah,
but like,
reality is cheaper.
See, there's something no good about this antitrust. I feel like it has to do with the encryption stuff. I really do. I mean, that's my paranoid thing. But I hope somebody who actually is an investigative person can figure that out. Because I look at Microsoft, for example. I was on Microsoft yesterday, and I was
on Microsoft with their website,
the Microsoft Word.
Oh, right? Okay.
Sorry, I was in Microsoft Word. Editing a document.
My mother. I was on Microsoft yesterday.
Well, I'm probably her age.
Yeah,
So editing a document, I go to save it, and it has a button that says autosave. I go to turn on autosave. It says, you can't use autosave unless you save your documents in OneDrive. But I use iCloud, another cloud.
Yeah.
That's fucking the same antitrust shit. They're saying you, if you want
to... Is OneCloud there? Is there something?
Yeah. OneDrive.
Yeah, it's OneDrive. Microsoft. Yeah.
So, we're recording, hello. So if you use OneDrive, if you want to use this feature, you have to use OneDrive. That is the exact same anti-competitive shit.
Yeah, it is.
It's no different.
But Microsoft already went through this. This is the late 90s? God, that feels so long ago. Or early 2000s. They got broken up.
Did they?
Well, it was all around, because they were doing, it's all the same stuff that Apple does, though. They were packaging Internet Explorer with the Windows operating system. And forcing you to use that as your default browser. I forget the other stuff they're doing. Basically locking you into their ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
But they were the dominant at that point. Apple was like, 10 or 20% of the market share. 80%, 75%. I mean, the Chromebooks didn't even exist then. Well, they're both trying to do... all of them are trying. All three. Google, Apple, and Microsoft are all trying
assholes.
To. Yeah. Push it as far as they can. I didn't even think about the security thing.
Wait a second. This bitch is saying, on my...
Yeah?
This bitch in my Telegram said, how drunk are these two? Oh, wait, never mind. My audio was just going really fast. I hope my audio... I have to check the audio. If my audio feed is fucked up again, I'm going to have a conniption. I got to check the audio. Hang on just a second.
How drunk are these two? <Fucking
bitch. laughs> Or he's just doing a CYA.
I have to check the audio. If my audio feed is fucked up again.
Sounds fine.
Yeah, it sounds fine. It's maybe just we're talking. You sound drunk.
All right. Well, we should wipe up. And
I do need to change my maxi pad.
So. You mean your Depends.
Depends. That's it. Yes.
You know, people have normalized peeing in diapers, adults, just because it's hard to go to the bathroom. We talked about this last week on my show.
Do you need to do it in a diaper?
I don't.
Yeah.
But people do. People do it.
Yeah.
Adults, you know how like in New York, there's no bathrooms?
Yeah.
People pee in diapers, adults. In China, they pee in diapers. So, adults.
Well, babies, I think, pee in diapers too.
But that doesn't count. They have to.
So in New York, it's so easy. I mean, if you're a man with, you know, a penis, you can just
a man with a penis. Well,
yeah, I hear. That sounds I don't know about that.
Right. That all used to sound funny to say that. Like, it's a little redundant. It's not redundant anymore.
Yeah.
Because you can have women with penises, men with penises, non-binaries with penises, and penises with penises.
It's my kind of crowd. Yeah, I mean, you can just whip it out in the street. You know, why would you need a diaper?
No. Because you have a vagina.
That, yeah, then you can.
But you could get a Lady J, you know, the Lady J. That's the thing you stick on your vagina, and it's like a funnel, basically.
And it basically just prevents...
It's a funnel.
So you just have a...
You piss your cunt out in the public.
I need to get me one of those. Because, you know, I need to be prepared then instead of going
to New York. Lady J.
So I can piss my cunt out in New York.
Piss my cunt.
Thank you.